ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
As UWM continues the celebration of its 60th anniversary, our program, UWM Today, takes a closer look at another one of UWM's 12 academic schools and colleges. Each month, we're showcasing one of the academic units that's helped land UWM a place on the list of the top research universities in the country. This month, we look at the College of Engineering and Applied Science. And joining us in the studio is the Dean of the College, Brett Peters. Welcome, Brett. Good to have you here as we again celebrate all things that are good about UWM in this anniversary year. The college, a big place for producing engineers. In fact, you produce many of the engineers that work throughout the state of Wisconsin.
That's right, Tom. It's really great to be here. Thanks for having us. And certainly is wonderful to talk just a little bit about the College of Engineering and Applied Science and our many alums that we do have. If you look around the state of Wisconsin, most of the engineers working in the state have been educated at UWM. So we're making a great impact on what's happening here in the local region as well as more broadly.
How big is the college in terms of the types of offerings, the curriculum that you offer?
Well, it continues to grow and expand. We now have seven departments offering eight different programs. So we range from computer science, computer engineering, to electrical engineering. We have a mechanical engineering as well as a material science and engineering program. We have civil engineering and industrial and manufacturing engineering. And then our most recent offering, just starting this fall, as a matter of fact, is biomedical engineering. So as the needs of the region continue to grow and expand, our programs grow and expand right along with it.
You talked about the alumni, the folks who have graduated from the program, most of them staying here in Wisconsin, and you see the product of that work. Let's talk about some of the examples of the work that you might see if you are out and about and looking at the buildings and the roads and the bridges.
Yeah, certainly it's hard to go anywhere in Milwaukee and not see the impact of UWM engineers. Certainly the roads, the bridges, and some of the other structures are the most prominent, and that's where you see the work of our civil engineers quite a bit. Whether you look at the Marquette Interchange or the Zoo Interchange, both of which should really have UWM's name on it because the vast majority of the engineers leading those projects and working on those were from UWM. Art Museum here in Milwaukee, certainly famous structure, and we know a lot about Calatrava, the architect, but it was our civil engineering group, in particular Grafe and some of the engineers that worked there. The current president at Grafe is UWM grad John Kissinger, and it was really those who made the wings fly, if you will, and made the Art Museum what it is and the recognizable icon that it is for Milwaukee.
How tough is it for a student who has a propensity for building things, creating or designing elements, to pick out one of those tracks that you identified? You know, how does a student know whether biomedical is a better fit on the engineering front than building a bridge or maybe making a machine that is going to make something else?
Yeah, well in some ways it's kind of hard because there is so many different options now with the different programs and so much breadth within each of the programs. So we try to give our students a chance early on. There's introductory coursework that we expose them to a broad range of the different opportunities in engineering. We encourage them to explore different areas, to get involved with different student orgs, to talk to their faculty members about things that they're interested in, and really just try to identify the passion that they have. And there's no really wrong answer, so that's the great thing, is whichever path you follow, it's a really great one. That's one of the wonderful things about being an engineer. And so we just try to help our students explore the range of different opportunities and settle into the path that that they're most passionate about.
The first engineer that I met was my father-in-law, a terrific guy who has since passed, but he traveled the world fixing packaging machines, worked for a company called FMC. And I remember when I first began dating my now wife and I met this really, really interesting guy who just came in from Bolivia or Germany or some other country that that I had never been to. He'd sit down and he'd begin telling me about how interesting it was to make this machine work that nobody else could get to work. And I always thought, I wish I could do that. What sort of skills, what sort of assets do you need as a person to be able to figure those things out?
Yeah, there's so many different fascinating opportunities with engineering, and that's just a great example of someone, I think, who has a real curiosity about how things work. They are very adept at working with their hands, but through the engineering curriculum, they learn a lot about problem solving, how to diagnose where things are going wrong. They learn enough of the analytical background and the theory to understand how things are supposed to work, and then they bring that together with their sort of practical experience as to how to fix things, how to diagnose those problems, and how to make sure that any issues that arise get resolved. And so just many different aspects of engineering that are fascinating.
You hear a lot about the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, math. That's sort of been the mantra for reshaping or improving our schools. We need more people who have those skills. But underneath the ability to do science and technology and engineering, there are some basic requirements, right? What do you look for in a student who's walking into the program? Probably not so much somebody with a good voice or communication background.
Although those skills are important too. When you think about it, and certainly I'm a little bit biased, but I like to think of that the E in STEM as really being the big E that's supported by the science and the technology and the math. It's certainly critical for students to be well-versed in math, to be able to get through the coursework and understand how it all comes together, because there really is fundamental principles that are just critical that you know as an engineer. Engineering really is about taking what science discovers and making it beneficial for humankind and for society. And so understanding those principles and then recognizing how to build something that doesn't exist before, how to be innovative and creative and bring to life a structure or a product or a process that's new, that's just been created, but that's built on solid fundamentals, so we know that it'll work effectively and safely and reliably. All of these things are critically important. But as you mentioned, the communication skills, this is actually something that's also really important for the engineers. And so we look at some of those skills, the ability to communicate both written and orally, the ability to interact with a variety of different audiences, because it's not just interacting with fellow engineers, but you have to sometimes sell these projects to the key decision makers in industry, in the companies. You also have to interact with government officials. Engineering is closely connected with policy and regulation and many other aspects. So requires a really diverse skill set when it's all said and done.
So calculus, yes.
Yes,
geometry,
for sure.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
But also being able to think on your feet and think creatively.
Yes, I think those things are so important. The fundamental, math and science skills are definitely still there, but the ability to be innovative, to be creative, to solve problems, and to work effectively in teams, to work across different boundaries as far as interdisciplinary collaboration, these things are all really critical to the success of engineers.
Brett, you just used a word that intrigues me. You talked about interdisciplinary. Engineering has evolved over the last 15, 20 years, hasn't it, where you now just aren't in a narrow silo doing one unique aspect of a job. You've got to be able to talk and work with people from many different academic units.
That's so true. That's so true. And it just continues to grow and expand. And so this is a great opportunity for engineers, because it gives them a pathway to just expand and grow over time in their careers. But it sets up a number of challenges for the individual to be able to work effectively across those different areas, to understand enough about the other disciplines to be able to communicate and to work closely on to be an effective team member so that we can bring all of those skills to bear. And it presents challenges for us as educators in terms of how do we package the right set of courses and the right set of skills into a curriculum, because there's so much more now that we need engineers to know right from day one, because of the complexity of the problems that they're solving and the diversity of the teams in which they'll find themselves interacting.
I have a really good friend who graduated from the UWM engineering program, and he works at a manufacturing company up in Washington County, actually. A great little place, making devices that are sold all over the world. And he was laughing because I said, "So did you use a slide rule when you were there?" And he said, "Boy, I haven't thought about a slide rule for a long time." How has technology changed the teaching or the instruction of people who work in technology?
It's really just evolved. You mentioned slide rules. We joke about that. Punch cards in the early days of computers is another joke that we hear a lot about. But the technology and the way it's evolved and the computing power that we have now has really drastically changed both the engineering profession and the engineering education. The tools that our students have and that they can be exposed to in the classroom is just unparalleled. And so they're really able to work on just realistic problems with all the challenges and complexities that they'll face when they're out in the industrial environment, because they have the tools available to them. It opens up a whole new range of possibilities for exploring different options in the design space, because there's so much more power now to be able to quickly evaluate different designs, different alternative processes, and to determine which of those are viable and which ones are not. And so it's just, it's created a new level of education for our students and a new set of opportunities for them to really hit the ground running.
But in order to share that new way of thinking, you have to have a faculty that is capable of itself changing, right? And putting away the slide rules and using some of these amazing software programs that allow you to learn what not to do before you ever build it and see it ain't going to work.
All right. So this is one of the wonderful things about UWM is we have a great faculty. Faculty in the College of Engineering and Applied Science are really unparalleled in terms of their background, the educational experiences they have, and the effort they put in to stay at the forefront of their field. Most of them are doing leading edge research in these areas that they were talking about. They're bringing that expertise back into the classroom. So they're constantly developing new knowledge to help us stay on the forefront. And they're helping make sure our students are well prepared with that new knowledge and with those skill sets to go out and be impactful in their careers.
Yeah, having the work that you do at a big research university like UWM. We celebrate on this program all the time the Research One ranking that puts UWM in that group of the top 115 research universities in the country out of more than 4,600. Quite a distinction. In order to be in that top tier, though, almost everybody on campus has to be in some way be connected to research. Does that make a big difference for the student experience, having a faculty member who is themselves discovering things besides teaching the knowledge out of a textbook?
Yeah, it really does. We're certainly really proud of the Research One designation that UWM recently received and engineering's contribution to helping make that happen. Our faculty are engaged in research that's really pushing the boundaries of knowledge and leading to many new discoveries. But as you point out, this comes back and impacts the students in profound ways, certainly in the classroom. To have someone that is at the forefront of their field, that's expanding those boundaries, that's really well-versed in what the state of the art is and bringing that back into the classroom in terms of the examples that they're using and the motivation for why the students are studying what they're studying. But beyond that, we have a lot of our students, even as undergraduates, that participate in undergraduate research projects. So they're working in the labs right alongside our faculty and graduate students. They're getting firsthand experience at what it takes to do this kind of groundbreaking work. They learn to be a part of a team and to think critically about what they're doing, but also they have their own pieces of the project, which they're expected to independently pursue. And so there's just a multifaceted way or set of ways in which having really strong research-active faculty impacts our undergraduate education.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. So good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack, and joining us in the studio is Brett Peters. Brett is the Dean of the College of Engineering and Applied Science at UWM. This is part of our year-long look at the 12 different schools and colleges that make up UWM as we celebrate the university's 60th anniversary of serving people, not only here in southeastern Wisconsin, but truly around the world, with people who have left UWM with an engineering degree or degree in any number of different fields and gone on to do great things. Brett, let's talk about some of the products of the engineering program. You've had some people walk through the halls at UWM with an engineering degree under their arm as they walk out, who have gone on to really help shape some of the great industries that that we have in our world today.
Definitely so. And we're really proud of all of our alums, over 10,000 alum from the college. And as we mentioned earlier, many of them working right here in the region, but many others who have gone far and wide, really, and carried their UWM engineering degree with them and used the background and education that they got to do really wonderful things. If you look back really far in our history, actually in the days that sort of led up to the formation of the College of Engineering and Applied Science, we had Jack Kilby, who was here, was taking engineering coursework offered at the time by UW Extension and what eventually became the College of Engineering and Applied Science. And Jack went on to a distinguished career at Texas Instruments, including a Nobel Prize for the co-creation of using transistors in an integrated circuit. And so that's really an early success story, I think, of the engineering preparation that we provide here. Certainly more modern example is CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, came to UWM as a graduate student, got a master's degree in computer science, went on to work for Microsoft and rose through the ranks to become just the third CEO of that organization. So we have many, many examples, I think, of alums who are doing great things right here in Milwaukee, right here in Wisconsin, but also around the world.
My favorite story about Satya Nadella, the CEO at Microsoft, is that he, if legend is true, would bring his sleeping bag with him. And when he was involved in a project, his professor would find him curled up in there the next morning, or maybe not curled up, the sleeping bag already pushed aside, and he was back at the bench. So you've got some strivers that have come through the program.
I think that's very true. It's a great example. And it's one of the things that somewhat distinguishes all of our engineering students. They really come in with a very strong work ethic. We certainly do our part to give them a wonderful curriculum and preparation, but that drive to succeed, that drive to be the best, manifests itself in many different ways. But that story is certainly one of the more interesting ones.
Over the last few years, there's been a lot of talk about entrepreneurism. We see surveys that suggest more than half of the students entering college today say that it's their dream to someday own their own business or run their own business. This notion of being their own maker. How does the College of Engineering connect to that portrait of a campus committed to entrepreneurship?
Yeah, certainly we're doing a lot in that realm these days, but it also has been part of our history. You know, some of our alums have gone on to start their own businesses and or lead businesses, and so it's been I think part of our student psyche for quite some time. But more recently, as you point out, really emerging as an area that students are interested in pursuing while they're still in school. And so we work closely with a number of different programs to provide our students that opportunity. We certainly have classes where they're encouraged to think about new products or services that might solve a problem that they're aware of and explore that as part of the class project. And then we do more explicit things. We've been a key college supporting the Student Startup Challenge at UWM for a number of years, where student teams literally have the opportunity to come forward with a business idea for a new product or new service that they think has some potential. And they go through a competition to kind of pitch their ideas. The top teams are selected. They're given some seed funding to launch their business, as well as some mentoring to help them along the way. And they get a chance to really do it, even while they're in school. And so we're trying to expose as many of the students as possible to the concepts of entrepreneurship and to being really thinking about innovative ways of solving problems. And for those who are so motivated, really give them a chance to explore, you know, what they can do.
Are there any hot spots right now in terms of the type of research that that your faculty are doing that might come top of mind as you take a look at the future of Milwaukee or the future growth of businesses here in Wisconsin?
Certainly, there's a number of different areas we're focused on, and we're really contributing to many of the key strategic emphasis of the university as well. We have, you know, outstanding research going on in the energy sector, particularly with renewable energy and how to incorporate that effectively into the part of our portfolio. Certainly, that extends into the energy storage area and the critical nature of that, and our well-publicized partnership with Johnson Controls in that space. We're doing a lot of work in advanced manufacturing and really looking at how does what does the future of manufacturing look like in this country? And again, there's a number of companies right here in Milwaukee that are focused intently on that and working closely with our faculty. Certainly the water space, we well known in the area for the water cluster, and UWM has the School of Freshwater Science, which gets a lot of publicity and recognition. But a lot of our faculty are deeply engaged in the development of water technologies, and whether that's new sensors to be able to detect contaminants in water, whether that's new materials that allow for self-cleaning or self-healing products. All sorts of advances there really require the expertise of engineering, and we're actively engaged in that space. And should mention biomedical and health. This is really an emerging area where we have a lot of faculty doing some really fascinating things, collaborating with, as we mentioned earlier, interdisciplinary collaborations in this space are really critical. And they're doing a lot of work within UWM, for example, with the College of Health Sciences or Public Health, but also outside with the Medical College of Wisconsin and other collaborators at UW-Madison Medical School. So I'd probably be remiss if I didn't mention the work in transportation and infrastructure. We've talked about the legacy that our alums have established in that area, and we continue to build on that as we think about what's the future of transportation, particularly in legacy cities like Milwaukee. How do we take the infrastructure? We revitalize the infrastructure, but at the same time, how do we modernize the transportation options and make sure that we're providing safe, efficient, reliable transportation for all?
And on that last point, with a new administration about to take over in Washington, lots of talk these days about big investments likely to come in the nation's infrastructure. That's not only going to take a lot of cement and steel, it's going to take a lot of design work, a lot of engineering, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There is such a huge problem, really, for the U.S., and it's going to have to be addressed, and it's going to require a lot of funding, but it's also going to require a lot of creativity. How do we design and engineer what the next generation of the infrastructure looks like? How do we make sure, as you mentioned, that the materials that we're using are cost-effective and reliable, but also green and sustainable? And then how do we plan these systems effectively? How do we think about the breadth of transportation options, not just for people, but also for goods? And how do we make sure that that integrates well with the rest of what the city needs to provide in terms of infrastructure, whether that's energy, water, stormwater management? All of those things are are really critical for moving to cities of the future and really getting to the point where we have smart, sustainable cities.
You talked about some of the businesses that you're working with. How important are those partnerships between what happens in a classroom or a research lab at UWM and what some people call the real world? Although I would argue the real world is very real, very present in a college research lab today.
It is indeed, but those partnerships are absolutely critical. And it's really one of the great things about being in Milwaukee and part of the College of Engineering here at UWM is we have a number of strong partners. And those partners help in a variety of different ways. Certainly, they're working closely with our faculty, identifying what the challenges are they're facing. And that leads to a lot of the research that the faculty conduct. And so there's a lot of joint research going on to create the next set of breakthroughs, the next set of technologies that are going to be commercialized in those companies and help solve the challenges that they have. At the same time, they're really informing what do our students need to know? What sort of skills do they need? We mentioned some of the communication and things earlier, and this is something we hear from industry is, okay, you're doing a great job with the technical skills, but these other things are important as well. We mentioned software earlier. They're telling us, look, make sure that the students are aware of these kind of technologies or they understand how to use these sort of design tools. This is the kind of feedback we get. And then, of course, directly with our students, they provide a lot of internship and co-op opportunities. So our students learn in the classroom on real-world problems, and then they get to apply that in a real-world setting. And they realize quickly how important it is to be effective working in an interdisciplinary team and being able to communicate the results of your project. So that linkage with industry and the strong connection that we have with the companies here is really vital and really makes our college very unique.
What's your batting average when a student graduates with a degree? Are there jobs ready for them when they walk out?
There certainly are. It's a great time to be an engineer. It's a great time to be a Milwaukee engineer. Over the last few years, over 90% of our students have had jobs after they graduate within just a couple of months, if not before they walk across the stage. So the combination of our strong educational preparation and the experience they get working with the local companies positions them really well to start their careers right after they graduate.
Well, Brett, best of luck. As I know, not only is UWM celebrating its 60th anniversary, you just finished celebration of your 50th anniversary. So we wish you good luck for the next 50. We expect to have you and me back here in 50. How does that sound?
Well, that sounds good. I don't know about that. We'll need some engineering breakthroughs
some
to make that happen.
Biomedical engineering, for sure. Thanks again, and best of luck as you move the College of Engineering and Applied Science forward. Dean Brett Peters, our guest on this edition of UWM Today, as we continue our year-long look at the 12 schools and colleges at UWM that have been so critical to advancing UWM standing into that top-tier research university ranking. That's all for this week's program. We'll see you next week at the same time. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.